By his own admission, David Leggett was not born to sail. He grew up in L.A., and he didn't spend much time around the ocean. It's the second part of his job that comes much more naturally. As a child, on family camping trips, no one left until a good amount of trash, theirs and others, had been collected. That's his mission now. Part one, sailing around in his 29-foot sloop, the Swifter, and part two, picking up garbage from beaches.
Primarily large chunks of styrofoam, large fishing floats, a lot of water bottles.
Leggett runs Coastal Footprint. It's a Juneau-based nonprofit that's done this once before. In 2010, the organization traveled the entire west coast of North America. But that was before the 2011 Japanese tsunami, which sent millions of tons of debris into the Pacific. It's often hard to say whether Leggett and his crew are picking up Japanese tsunami debris. He says some of what they find has Asian characters on it, but that he doesn't speak any of those languages to know for sure. That said, he knows the debris is changing, at least anecdotally.
Talking to the locals who spend a lot of time out there, they're noticing a lot of new kinds of debris that they haven't seen before. Large chunks of styrofoam, maybe 6 feet long and four feet across. Huge. And that's a new thing that they've been seeing. And sometimes they're wrapped in tarps or wrapped in some kind of plastic that's tied onto them.
Leggett says getting the debris off the beach is one thing, but getting it back to town for proper disposal is another.
We fit stuff inside in one of the spare quarter berths. We fit stuff in the lockers in the cockpit. And then the big stuff, we just strap it on the deck, strap it all down, and it makes sailing a little bit interesting at times, trying to climb around on huge chunks of styrofoam. But, you know, we just float it up and bring back what we can.
A lot of the debris in the ocean begins to break down as it's exposed to sunlight and the elements. For example, as things like plastics degrade, they turn into tiny little bits, and then
these animals consume the plastics and they get into their digestive systems, and they can't digest it, so it just sits there. Then the animal feels full and it doesn't need to eat.
They've found foam and bottles, tarps, and pieces of plastic. Leggett says what they're doing is really important for the local environment, but also
it's a total adventure. You know, I get to go sail around and see all these new spots, and it's awesome. And I get to do something good at the same time and take friends out and you know, do something good for the community.
One of those friends is Joanna Nasvik from Missoula, Montana.
Well, I met David last fall through a friend actually traveling in California. And he was talking about this organization. And
Nasvik, as it turned out, had some relevant experience.
In Missoula, I like host some town cleanups and try to recruit people from the community to come out and pick up certain areas. So it was just right up my alley, and I always wanted to come to Alaska, so I thought that would be the way to do it.
Nasvik and Leggett have focused on Sea Lion Cove along the outer coast of Kruzoff Island and the beaches near Goddard Hot Springs. They've also been to Edelin Island and Herring Cove. Coastal Footprint plans to continue its cleanup trips through mid-August. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.